many of you know, I'm the first Ohioan to serve on the Ag Committee in the Senate for more than 40 years. And it's clear to me that agriculture is so important in the state. One in seven Ohio jobs is connected to growing or processing or distributing the food we eat. More than $107 billion agriculture and food contribute to our economy. So it's a very, very, very essential part of the state, part of the state's economy. This year's drought has jeopardized in a big way Ohio farmers' production. USDA Economic Research Service notes this is the most severe, extensive drought in our state for 25 years. What looked to be a bumper crop this spring, I remember hearing particularly corn farmers, some soybean farmers say they expected this huge crop this year because the ground was, the timing of planting and the moistness of the ground and all were just perfect conditions, and then, you know, then it quit raining. Nationally, nearly 40% of agricultural land is experiencing severe or extreme drought. 65% of the farms in the U.S. are experiencing drought. This year's weather, while it's been extreme, farmers face the prospect, obviously, every year of bad weather. That's why in the roundtables I've done we've done about 210 roundtables around the state, and on probably 25 of those have been agriculture-related. Ohioans have told me over and over we need a strong farm bill. We passed a farm bill, five-year farm bill in June, second farm bill I've worked on, and some of the important things in this farm bill came out of, particularly the safety net, came out of the roundtables that we did in particularly Henry County and Wood County both 5 years ago and more recently. The Senate bill includes a strong fiscally responsible safety net where we saved over $23 billion to taxpayers over the next 10 years by eliminating the direct payments that made no sense to the American public and no sense to some of us in the Senate. The bill getting rid of direct payment, strengthening the safety net, enhancing crop insurance, and streamlining conservation programs will absolutely be good for agriculture, as you can see from the support for this bill, both the Senate bipartisan support and the support of so many farm groups in Ohio and around the country. The Senate bill also does something else that's particularly important in light of the drought. It reauthorizes the livestock disaster programs from the farm bill of 4 years ago, 5 years ago, which expired last year, and the livestock disaster program did. Without action, there won't be farmers and ranchers can lose livestock due to drought and the poor condition of grazing lands. The Senate Farm Bill also includes help for fruit and vegetable growers affected by frost and freezes. They had not been included in the safety net or the crop insurance in the past. And the five-year farm bill, unlike the sort of, I think, fairly pathetic actions in the House so far with a short-term extension, the five-year farm bill provides farmers with long-term certainty. I've heard many sort of opponents to some of this talk repeatedly that there's too much uncertainty in the economy. And this is that's why we want this five-year farm bill. In addition, the Senate bill includes improved crop insurance, as I said, for fruit and vegetable growers, an extension, the one-year extension in the Senate. And the House does not do that. The Senate bill continues farm bill energy programs, strengthens conservation to prevent another Dust Bowl kind of situation. The extension in the House does not do that. So far, five Ohio counties were among the 1,300 counties nationwide that have disaster declarations. They're all in sort of west, northwest Ohio. Fulton and Williams, Williams, the county farthest northwest in the state, the county just east of there, Fulton, then counties just south of there, Defiance, Paulding, and Van Wert, were among the 1,300 counties. Obviously, we don't know what happens in August and September, but this farm bill is so important. Disaster relief is so important. Farm bill expires September 30th. We Ohio farmers need a long-term bill to pull through this summer's drought. So I'll turn it over to Alex Ward, to his corn and soybean farmer, as I mentioned, in Champaign County. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Sherry Brown. The drought here in Champaign County, this is the worst drought we've seen since 1988. I come from a long generation of family grain farmers. I'm the eighth generation to farm in this area. We have seen a reduction in our corn crop more than half. Soybeans are still out. We've caught a few beneficial rains, but the corn crop is has been hit extremely hard, and it's not just the dry weather, it's also the heat. We have 100 acres of continuous corn production that is underwater, and the heat was so stressed on that corn that it did not pollinate all the way. And the effects of this drought, clear through corn, soybeans, hay production, and livestock, are going to be felt by the entire consumer world probably by March and April is my guesstimate. But we have been hit hard here, along with some high winds that we normally don't always see. So that's kind of a brief overview of Champaign County, Ohio. And I guess our biggest thing is producers right now on the farm bill side of things, crop insurance is the tool that we need the most, going to our lenders, going to our buyers that we're buying stuff from, saying, hey, this is what we can do. Crop insurance is the best safety net out there, and it's nice to hear that that's still being that's heard all the way around by everyone.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Alex. Jeff Rogers, state climatologist, and then, you know, everybody else stay on, and there can be questions directed at Alex or Jeff or me. So, Jeff, go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Brown. State currently is in a extreme drought, just as it was during 1988. In five of the northernmost climate divisions, there's 10 of them in the state of Ohio. So they lie mostly across the northern part of the state, indicating conditions as bad as 1988. The southern tier of counties and the three climate divisions in the south, southwest, and southeast are in better condition under moderate drought. So we have half of the state in extreme drought, and then two segments of 10 in severe drought and three in moderate drought. The area has experienced some rain recently, as Alex alluded to, and this has improved the water a little bit in the topmost layer of soil. But this is going to all rapidly evaporate, if it hasn't already, because we haven't really had meaningful rain since the 27th of June. So we're going on five dry days in a row, and it looks like the only good chance we have in the next 10 days for rain will be over the weekend, either Saturday night into Sunday morning. And the amounts there are sparse anyway, so it's not clear exactly how much relief that will actually bring. The best we can conclude is that for the next week to week and a half, there won't be very much rain. So while we were in a period with some precipitation that helped out perhaps the soybean crop to some extent, we're now going back in the other direction, and it's going to start drying out again. The long-range forecasts for August and then going forward into autumn are either dry for dry conditions, continued warm, high temperatures, and at best the forecasts are just indicating it could go either way. But there's certainly no indication anywhere of a clear sign of a statistical probability of above normal rain anywhere in the next few months. So we expect conditions to continue to get worse across the state in terms of dryness.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. And Steve Maurer's on for questions, too. So Steve's USDA's Farm Service Agency Director for Ohio. Alex is a farmer in Champaign County, and Jeff is the state climatologist. So direct your questions at any of us on whatever you want to ask about. Go for it. Thanks, everybody.
Senator, this is Dave Russell with the Brownfield Ag Network. It appears the House is going to go for approving a limited ag disaster bill on Thursday. Any chance that that's going to make it through the Senate if they approve it?
Well, if they pass something, I mean, that's the first step, pass something and then come to conference committee and move quickly if we can, you know, we can get some kinds of agreements in conference committee. But if they just want to do a 1 year, you know, that doesn't get us where we need to go. I mean, farmers don't want 1 year. They want more certainty. I'm focused on the I am, and I know the overwhelming bipartisan majority in the Senate is focused on a five-year plan to bring certainty. It deals with issues of conservation better. It deals with disaster relief better. It deals with budget issues better. I mean, we are putting billions of dollars back into deficit reduction, and the House is in over a five-year period. The House, it's not clear what. This is the House is looking at kind of disaster alone, not a long-term solution. And I know it's hard to put a farm bill together in the House, but you know, Congress is in the past. Newt Gingrich was able to do it, and Speaker Foley was able to do it. And in the end, farmers want a reliable safety net that can protect them in situations of drought and situations of low crop prices. And dealing with disasters, and short-term extensions don't do that well.
Alex, this is Dave Russell again with the Brownfield Ag Network. How soon do you anticipate getting the combine in the field?
Probably by the 25th of August. We started planting corn the 31st of March, and it was in full tassel around the 17th of June, and it's dented. You know, we're getting ready to start the Champaign County Fair here Friday. Get through the fair and get a few things done the week after the fair, and combines will probably start rolling in the what's called the Mad River Valley.
Jeff, I had a question for you too. What's the likelihood of this drought continuing into the spring of 2013?
We've had some small droughts in the 1990s, three of them actually, that continued on into the second year. And just based on the evidence from those, generally the weather turned around in the second year and the drought rapidly ended early in the growing season. So there is a chance it'll continue. It'll all depend upon how much snow and rain we get during the winter, and possibly some freak storm such as a hurricane remnant that might come this far north. But for the most part, I think the odds of it continuing into next spring are probably reasonably good.